I'm excited to be able to share with you guys tonight. It's been a little while since I've had the opportunity to be able to be up the front and speak, but I'm excited because I know that that God's here tonight, right? God is here tonight, and it's going to be a good night. And so if you've brought your Bibles, just go ahead and turn with me. We're going to be looking at Matthew chapter 14. Matthew chapter 14, verse 22 to 33. This is a pretty well-known sort of event that we should be pretty familiar with. It's definitely a powerful event, something that should have made an impact with us. It's this idea of someone walking on water, right? We've all heard this idea about being able to walk on water. I know if you're like me, you probably tried it sometime when you're younger. I know. I remember we had a pool, and I would have someone open the gate, and I'd get a massive run up, and trying to walk on the water. And obviously, we know that it's not possible, unless anybody here succeeded with that. No. So Matthew 14, 22 to 33. So just to give you a background, Jesus has just finished feeding 5,000 people. Just an ordinary day for Jesus, I guess. Feeding 5,000 people with a couple of fish and a couple of loaves of bread. And once he's done this, he's said to the disciples, "Jump in a boat, head off to the other side, and I'll meet up with you later." Jesus was going to stay back. He said, I'll disperse the crowd. He was going to just hang back and pray. And so the disciples jump in the boat, and off they go. And when evening came, the Bible tells us that by this stage, Jesus was all alone, and it was dark, and the disciples were out in the boat. They're quite a way out by this stage, and it says the wind and the waves begin to pick up. So the boat's starting to get rocked around. By early in the morning, Jesus walks out on the water to the disciples, right? He walks out, and as you can imagine, the disciples are in the boat, and it's a bit of a storm. The wind and the waves are rocking the boat around, and they see this guy just walking towards them. And the Bible tells us that they were terrified. I think that's probably the accurate description of the situation. I know myself, I would be terrified. The Bible says that they thought it was a ghost. They think it's a ghost walking towards them out in the middle of the ocean. And it says they cried out in fear. They cried out in fear. And Jesus sees them, and he says, "Take courage, it is I. Do not be afraid." And Peter jumps up, sort of full of courage now, and he says to Jesus, who's a bit far out from the boat, so he can't quite see if it's Jesus. He says, "Lord, if it's you, command me to walk out to you on the water. Command me to walk out to you on the water." And Jesus responds. He says, "Come." He says, "Okay, come on then." Jesus calls Peter out of the boat to walk on the water. And Peter, first thing he does, he just gets straight out onto the water, and he walks to Jesus. But on his way, he looks around. I don't know if you've ever had one of those moments where you're doing something, and then all of a sudden you're like, "Oh, hang on, what am I doing?" Peter had one of these moments when he stopped and he looked around, and he realized he's standing on the water. He's looked around and he's gone, "There's wind in the waves. What am I doing? What am I doing out here?" And Peter gets afraid. And immediately he begins to sink. So he begins to sink into the ocean. And he cries out to Jesus. He says, "Lord, save me. Lord, save me." And Jesus immediately reaches out, grabs Peter, pulls him up. And he says to him, "Oh, you of little faith, why did you doubt? you of little faith, why did you doubt? Let's just pray before we go any further. Heavenly Father, we thank you that that you are here tonight. We thank you that we can come and hear your word tonight. We come and encounter you. And God, tonight we believe that in this place, God, tonight people will be able to step out of their boat and walk on water tonight. God, we believe that in Jesus' name. Amen. So we're on this topic of courage for the month. We've had some great messages the last couple of weeks, some powerful stories about some courageous people. And so I thought I'd continue that tonight. We're going to share a few things about this idea of what is courage and how does it work, and maybe more importantly, how do we get it, right? I want some courage. How do we go about getting it? And so I thought I'd start with looking back at history. And I thought I'd have a look back and see if we can find someone in history who was a good role model for courage. You know, I wanted to look back and see if I can find someone who we can get some inspiration from. And so I've done some research. Research is not my strong suit. If anyone doesn't know, I'm currently at university. And being at university, you've got to do research. And with research, you've got to make sure you're using what they call a reputable source. Right? So you've got to get the facts. And you can't just use like a newspaper article or a website blog or something. So you've got to get the facts. So I've done some research tonight, bringing you guys the facts, all right? I'm going to bring you guys the facts. And I've had a look through the history books. And I came across this guy, really, really courageous guy. Some of you may be familiar with him. Let me just check his name. This really courageous guy goes by the name of Bruce Wayne. Bruce Wayne. Some of you may be familiar. Maybe you're familiar with his alias, Batman. Anybody familiar with Batman? Right, so Batman was this really, really courageous guy, or is, I should say. Batman is a really, really courageous guy. Okay, he's done some unbelievably courageous things. But the truth is that Batman is just an ordinary guy. He's completely normal, just like you and me, give or take a few billion dollars, but otherwise completely normal. But society and the world has branded him as like this superhero. You know, he's a role model for courage. We can look to him for inspiration if we want to know what courage is. And so I, through my research into the history books, I've found some of these things, some of the exploits that Batman has done, in case you're not familiar with what he's done. And I thought I'd just share a few with you guys tonight to give you an idea about what it means to be courageous, something that you guys can take a hold of and look at and see what he's done and maybe aspire to that yourselves one day. Obviously, I don't have time to go through everything. It's a very, very long list that that Batman has achieved over the years. So I picked just a few just to share with you guys, just to give you an idea. So 1943, anybody remember 1943? Yes? Remember it like it was yesterday? 1943, Batman fights and defeats an evil zombie. Right, that takes courage. If you want to fight zombies, you need some courage, right? You need courage. 1966, anybody remember 1966? It was a great year. A little bit before my time. 1966, this has got to be one of my favorites. Batman fights a shark. Fights a shark. Right, that's got to be like at least top three in terms of being courageous, right? Fighting a shark. Some of you may remember the Australian, I think, I'm pretty sure he was Australian, the Australian surfer, Nick Fanning, a couple of years ago during the pro surfing tour. The shark came up to him and he punched the shark. It was like a you know, it was a proud day for Australians. You know, the world knew that us Australians, we fight sharks, right? We're not afraid to punch a shark. So Batman and Nick Fanning, courageous people fighting sharks. I'm pretty sure Batman did it in black and white, and obviously Nick Fanning did it in color. 1989. Anybody remember 1989? A few more of us. Like it was yesterday. Still before my time. 1989, Batman decides to fight off this evil villain named the Joker. And he does this while he's hanging off a skyscraper, hanging onto a ledge. Right, this is courage, right? This is real courage. 2012. I'm sure we all remember 2012. My research in 2012 also suggested that the world was going to end. That's another issue for another day. 2012, Batman decides to save an entire city. He saves an entire city by taking it upon himself to pick up a nuclear bomb and take it out of the city with only a few seconds left on the timer. So this is courage, right? All these things that give Batman this superhero status, right? Superhero status, like just being a normal hero is not good enough. Anybody here aspiring to be a hero? You need to up your game. We should be like Batman and go for superhero status. This is real courage, right? And I thought about it. I thought about it for a long time. Maybe a few of you guys have thought about it too. But the truth is, if I put my underwear on the outside and if I go and fight a shark, no one's going to think I'm courageous. This is stupid. If I put my underwear on the outside and leap off a tall building, it's not a superhero. It's not courageous. So I must be missing something. What am I missing? And so I want to try and explain it to you to tonight. And just going to have to bear with me while I try and give you this definition. And if you're taking notes, this will probably be a good time to start writing something down. And if you're not taking notes, this is a good time to start writing something down. So courage is a decision to do something based on your belief in the outcome. Courage is the decision to do something based on your belief and how that will turn out. So I'll give you an example. See, Batman makes a courageous decision to fight a shark. But he does that because he knows how it's going to end. Batman knows he's going to beat the shark. And so he makes that decision, the courageous decision to fight it. If he knew that he wasn't going to beat the shark, he wouldn't fight the shark. Batman can leap off a tall building because he believes that his wingsuit and his harpoon gun, I'm not sure what they actually are, but that they will save him and that he will be able to fly because of that. He has faith. So Batman makes courageous decisions because he believes in the outcome. Is anyone following? Does it make sense? Making sense tonight? So going back to the story that we first read about Peter walking on water, and we can see that the disciples are in the boat out at sea, and the Bible tells us they're terrified, they're freaking out, right? It tells us that they cried out in fear. If you can imagine 12 guys in a boat and they're all crying, it's not exactly the picture of courage, right? But in this situation, Peter had the courage to stand up and step out of the boat and walk on the water. Peter had, he had courage and faith. And courage requires faith. See, without faith, Peter would have just stepped out of the boat and he would have just sank. But without courage, even if he had faith, he would have never stepped out of the boat. So courage and faith go together. Courage requires faith. You know, I believe, like Ben was saying earlier, there's some people here tonight who feel as though they like the disciples, are in this boat of fear. Like the disciples, they're terrified, and you're in this situation where you don't know how to get out of it. You may be in this boat of fear, you may be in the boat of anxiety, you may be in the boat of depression, maybe you're in the boat with the storm of life going on around, and you don't know what to do and you don't see a way out. I have some great news for you tonight. I have some great news if that's you tonight. Because just like Jesus called Peter out of the boat back then, Jesus is here tonight and he's calling you out. Jesus is calling you out of the boat, out of the situation that you're in. Jesus is calling you out. Tonight is the night for you to make a courageous decision. Don't miss this opportunity tonight to make a courageous decision to step out of the boat. Right? Make a courageous decision that you believe that it's possible for you to walk on water. It is possible. Make a courageous decision tonight to believe that you can overcome fear. Make a courageous decision tonight to believe that you can overcome anxiety, that nothing, no circumstance, no situation is too big for God. Amen? Nothing is too big for God. Anything that's going on in your life is not too big for God. Tonight is the night for you to make that decision. Tonight's the night, and I'm so excited about what God's doing, because tonight is the night for you to step out of the boat. Make that decision tonight. And if I could just get the music guys up. Do not let an opportunity go past tonight. Don't miss the opportunity tonight to walk on water. Jesus tonight is here and he's calling you out. He's calling you out of your boat, out of the boat of fear, out of the boat of anxiety. And he's calling you out tonight. He's here and he's calling you out. Don't miss this opportunity tonight to make a decision, a courageous decision to walk on water. You see, nothing is impossible for God. Nothing is impossible for God. No circumstance in your life is too big for God. God specializes in the impossible. Amen. God specializes in the impossible. It doesn't matter what you're going through tonight. God specializes in the impossible. And I encourage you tonight to make courageous decision. Tonight is that night for you to make a courageous decision. And maybe some of you tonight have stepped out of the boat before. Maybe you've stepped out of the boat like Peter, and it's failed. It didn't work out. If that's you tonight, I got some great news as well. Great news again, because Jesus is here tonight. And just like he was there for Peter when he began to sink, and Peter called out to him, and Jesus saved him, reached out his hand. Jesus is here tonight. is waiting for you. He's waiting for you to call out to him. He's ready. He's ready to reach out tonight and pull you up and save you. Don't miss the opportunity tonight. Don't miss this opportunity. Tonight, if you feel that Jesus is calling you out tonight, if that's you in the boat, like the disciples, and you're terrified, if you're in that situation where the storm of life is battering the boat and you don't know what to do, if you're in the boat of fear or anxiety or depression, and if you want to make a decision tonight to step out of that boat, I encourage you tonight. I want to pray for you. Right? I want to pray because I know that Jesus is here tonight. And tonight is that night for you to step out. And if that's you, I just ask if you could just stand. Just stand where you are. I just want to pray. Tonight is that night. Do not miss the opportunity to walk on water tonight. Don't miss the opportunity. Jesus is calling you out tonight. He's calling you out of the boat. Thank you, Jesus. Heavenly Father, we just pray right now. We believe that this word is from you, God. We thank you, God, that with you, anything is possible. Nothing is impossible for you, God. Anything we're facing right now, God, we thank you that you can overcome. That you can overcome. We thank you, God, that we can walk on water. We can walk on water with you, Jesus. Nothing is impossible. In Jesus' name, amen. I just want to finish up with a quote that I read yesterday. And it says, when you feel like drowning in life, don't worry, take courage. Your lifeguard walks on water. Your lifeguard walks on water. How awesome is that? Thanks.